Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas, and you're listening to the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, coming to you today from an undisclosed location near Cambridge, Maryland. Yes, I am on the East Coast, and I have set up humble abode here on the East Coast now, and we're coming to you from the other side of the right coast, and no longer from San Diego, California. We welcome to you to the show, and we turn off the music because it gets too loud, and welcome to the show, and we got a big lineup today of foodie fun as usual, and I didn't expect him, but it looks like the birthday boy, the one and only Aaron, may be calling in this morning, and if I press this button, he should be on the phone. Good morning, Aaron, Mr. Birthday Boy.
What up?
I didn't think you were coming on. I thought you had a big birthday bash.
Well, the little birdie told me that there were some, like, crazy announcements that were happening this morning. So I figured I needed to at least try to get in at the beginning of the show. I'm getting together with the family at about noon. So, you know, I've got about 20 minutes of good radio show time in me this morning.
Well, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. Yes, we're going to announce something this morning. It's foodie news. Speaking of foodie news, we have the foodie news girl herself, the one and only Jersey style foodie news girl, Laurie. Good morning, Laurie. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Laurie.
I'm caught off guard here now.
What are you doing to me, Brilliant?
And happy birthday to you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Hey, Aaron, we were going to hold off the announcement because we didn't think you were going to be on, and I wanted to have your reaction from it, and I want to make sure that you had your barf bags available and all that before we told the news, but I didn't expect you back here. So, hey, Laurie, I guess we're going to have to let the cat out of the bag.
Are you going to do it, or I'm not? You're in control.
Well, all right, guys. We're not going to beat around the bush, and since Aaron took time off from his busy schedule from his birthday bash, we're going to make a big announcement. This is the biggest foodie news of ever for Green Ideas and the Green Ideas radio show. If you guys have noticed, as I mentioned earlier, I have moved to the East Coast. And you say, well, why, Brilliant? Why have you moved to the East Coast? Aaron, ask that question. Why have you moved to the East Coast?
Brilliant, why have you moved to the East Coast?
Well, a little birdie told me that I needed to move to the East Coast because, well, first of all, I'll give you the boring part of the story. I'm originally from the East Coast. I grew up in Virginia Beach and Norfolk area. Moved out to the West Coast for about 12 years and couldn't find my way and headed back East Coast because of the one and only Laurie, our food news girl, we met, oh gosh, about, I guess it was about in Las Vegas when she was doing her her book about a year and a half ago. And
where is the story going? I'm already freaking out a little bit. Where is the story going?
Well, the story is going right down the toilet from here. We met, we fell in love. It was love at first sight. And our friendship, literally, but our friend, you know, it was, we were friends first, and our friendship grew, and so one thing led to another, and I don't want to give you all the gory details, but
I don't know if I can handle all the mountain man grunt noises coming out of there. I don't know if I can deal with that.
And so I found the love of my life, and our friendship grew like a flower, and she's the, I mean, I don't know how to describe it. She's an angel from heaven. She came into my life, and, you know, she tried to tame the mountain man, which is impossible, but we decided since East Coast was my home, you know, where I came from, and we decided that it was time for me to move east, and here I am. Actually, she's in New Jersey today. And I'm in Maryland, but we are together, folks, and she is the love of my life, and I would just have to say it's been an amazing adventure so far, and I'm sure the future is going to be even more amazing. So that's the announcement. Erin, are you glad you came on the show to hear it?
Are you puking?
I'm literally trying to choke back tears of joy for you guys. However,
Hold on, we're getting feedback. Laura, are you on speakerphone?
Oh, I'll take you off. Hang on.
You need to come off speakerphone. Okay, sorry, Erin.
That's all right. But I do want to know if Laurie wrote that script that you just read.
No, and actually, I didn't either. I just made it up as I went. And so.
Did you? And the only reason that I'm saying that is because the whole friendship blossoming like a flower was the only stuff. You talking all that crap is what made me want to throw up. Other than that, I couldn't be happier for you two lovebirds.
Oh, well, actually, he always told me I'm like a gentle flower, and he has to be gentle with me because he's kind of like this big, rough mountain man, and I'm kind of like this dainty little, I don't know, I guess flower.
Well, you don't have to tell people behind closed doors.
we're like one big happy family. It's all.
Yeah, so
oh, my God.
Erin, we thought it would be good since, you know, we are a threesome. And don't take that wrong, by the way. We are a threesome on the radio. We thought we'd need to let you know that two out of the three have made a connection, and I'm sorry, but you've
well,
been kicked out of the threesome.
the thing that I do know is now I already know there's absolutely no way I ever win another argument, ever. Two against one just doesn't cut it.
That's probably true. Laurie, did you have anything to add to this wonderful moment?
I'm speechless because, like I said, I thought we were going to do something next week, and I wanted to prepare like a nice little poem, like something real mushy to catch you off guard, but now you caught me off guard. I've never been happier in all my life. I'm blessed to find Brilliant. He's just, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe him. He's perfect, and he's my guardian angel.
Aww.
And he's the love of my life.
So now that everybody out there in radio world is puking and saying, okay, guys, get a room, we've let the cat out of the bag. We are living in Maryland and working things out she's going back and forth to New Jersey. I'm settling things in California. So there you go. There's the big food news of the day, and I'm sure that we'll be finding a lot more food news that we can talk about. It's probably a lot more interesting to most people than this. And, Laurie, do you have any other food news? Unless Erin has anything else he wants to say. Or do you need to go dump out your barf bag, Erin?
No. I think I'm okay. The dizziness is passing. I think I'll be all right. But I do want to know. I do have to you know, I don't know if you saw it this morning or not, because I meant to tag you this morning. And speaking of food news, I meant to tag you this morning in my Vegas. But it was pretty much a brilliant dish. So it was everything in one bowl. The question is, and the reason I'm bringing that up is it just made me, is I threw everything in one pan and I just made Mexican breakfast. But has Lori convinced you at this point to actually learn how to cook?
No.
Because that's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on Lori to, now that we know that she's going to have this kind of influence, because it's what it is. You are with Lori, she is going to be the influence over you.
No,
so,
I can't call you.
Now, wait a minute. Time out. Lori, now that we can tell everybody that we've been together for a while, I have cooked for her, and I'm not going to put any words in her mouth, but I did put food in her mouth. But, Lori, how is my cooking?
It's unbelievable.
See?
And very healthy.
Really?
Very healthy. He grilled,
really?
And yes, he's really good. And I don't cook, so this is perfect. I told him I do the dishes. He's in heaven. Because I'll do the dishes, and he gets to cook.
It's all an act. It's all an act, Aaron. See, I'm actually a very good cook.
Okay. That's totally – it makes so much more sense now, because my thought was – my thought that – because since we're talking – you brought up food news, and then combining this combination with food news, I'm thinking, okay, Lori is a food news girl, so she's kind of got to know a little bit about food. How does a guy who has a food radio show who cooks everything in one pot land a lady as beautiful as Lori without being able to cook? So I wasn't able to put two and two together. So now I understand.
Well, she told me now, you know, maybe she's not telling the truth, but she told me that she's had some of the finest chefs in the world cook for her.
Right.
And I'm as good or better than any of them.
How early on was that in the courtship? I'm just curious.
He just has this way. My sister Jane is the same way. He has a knack with how much spice to add, how much the time is in the. I mean, he just has a knack because you can tell he loves it. And he's very neat when he cooks. He was complaining, where do you see me cook? I'm a mess. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, there's nothing to clean up. He cleans up after himself.
Well, you kind of have to clean as you go. I mean, that's just part of being in the kitchen and enjoying being in the kitchen. It's no fun if there's a mess all around you, and you have to struggle to find something. And, you know, keeping it clean and organized
Aaron.
As you go is kind of part of it. Yes.
But he's a germ freak.
I'm just a crock pot of love.
We'll talk about that part later.
Oh my god. Oh, that's awesome.
Let's go.
The clock. Oh my gosh.
This show gets out of control quickly. I'm telling you. I don't know how it gets so out of control so fast.
Grilly, you know what's really funny? This is really funny. We met on Facebook, and we always make jokes. Can you imagine meeting, like, someone crazy on Facebook, and they're falling in love? I can't believe it. All these people, and then here we are.
We're one of those creepy online love stories that you always hear
about.
And you say, oh, my God, how could that happen? They got to be weirdos.
But that's what's the crazy thing is, I met mine on Facebook. That's how I met her. That's how I met Lenore.
Did you?
Oh, you're
not on Facebook. No. Of course, I was dating her sister at the time. But
This is getting really juicy.
You were dating her sister at the time?
Well, I wouldn't call it dating, but yes. And as you know. So, yeah, so just in comments on Facebook, she would comment something witty back when I was saying something witty and, you know, whatever. It was just all a whole crazy, weird thing that was happening on Facebook at one time. And finally I just said, hey, you want to send her a message? Say, hey, you want to go get some dinner? We went and got some dinner, and then I never talked to her sister again. So,
unbelievable.
That's pretty much where
I went. I was going to say, I couldn't wait. I'd love to be at your Thanksgiving family dinner.
Well, it's kind of awkward because so it's only a little bit awkward because I think me being there has created a little bit of animosity between the sisters. So it's a little weird when we go to Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yeah, I would say so.
I would think so, yeah.
what do you do?
Yeah, where is she? Wasn't she supposed to join us? Does she want to come on the radio this morning?
Well, she is making preparations for the birthday lunch thing.
Oh, she gonna jump out of the cake or what?
No, I don't think so. My parents will be there, so if she jumps out of a cake with my parents there, my mom might have a heart attack.
Aaron, I know you're busy. You got your birthday party coming up and all that. So I don't know if you need to leave. You can go. We'll move on without you. But we appreciate you joining us.
Unless you have any other questions, you can ask.
You like
I might have some other questions, but I'll save those for off air because I don't know if we'll be able to keep it family friendly as we continue on with our questioning down this path. So, I think we'll save those for another day. Figure out a better way to deal with. But hey, you know what? It's awesome. I really am happy for you guys. That's an awesome announcement. So that's very cool. I think it'll just better, you know, what we're offering. So that's awesome.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. And
thanks,
we want to wish you a happy birthday and go enjoy your birthday.
Enjoy your day.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Laurie, before we go to the food news, I'm going to take a break. And this little song is a song that Todd Berry actually sang on our show a few months ago and actually means a lot to me and to you. I love the words. And I'm going to play a Todd Berry song, Things a Man Needs to Say. And then we'll come back and do a little food news and then have our first guest. Everybody hang tight. This is Todd Berry, Things a Man Needs to Say.
These are all the things that a man
that was Todd Berry, and I dedicate that song to Laurie. And Laurie, there you go. I can't write a poem, but I can play you music.
Yes, you can write poems, and you have me all choked up. Brilliant. I love you. I want the whole world to know.
I love you.
Thank you.
And on that note, so they've already entered their barf bag, so we got to stop now.
Yep.
Do you have any food news you'd like to share with us? We've got about 15 minutes before our first guest.
Sure. Well, I have something with wine, and then I found a really cute article I'm going to read after that about a man cave that we talk about and joke about all the time. Anyway, I have to talk about this delicious wine that some people probably know now that he's been on Facebook. We talked him into it, Dan the Oyster Man.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful friend of ours. A great neighbor, and he has us hooked on Paul Newman's Cabernet Sauvignon. So I Googled the tasting notes, and for anyone who looks for these types of flavors in their wine, they will definitely want to probably purchase this. It's only around, I think, $12. So it's the Cabernet Sauvignon Paul Newman's, and the tasting notes say right here. Oh, my gosh. Where are they?
Well, I can tell you my tasting notes were it's really good, and after three glasses you get really drunk, and then it's, after that it doesn't matter what it tastes like, but it's really good wine. That's my tasting notes.
Yeah, well, Dan has a habit, you know, he likes to just keep pouring. It's like then you lose track of what you have in your glass.
Yes, he does. Yes, let's make sure your wine glass is not empty.
Very true. He's a wonderful host. Anyway, it says, our rich, full-bodied Cabernet Sauvignon is a classic California cab, offering hints of dried black cherries and toasty vanilla spice with a long, smooth finish. It's an opulent, layered wine with great tannins that will, it says, rock your world, whether you drink it on its own or alongside a meal. And that's true. I can't drink cabs for a cocktail because they're strong. You know, they're like a heavier, rich wine. But this one, you can do that. You can have it with, you know, on its own or with chips or, you know, and then with the meats and... Hello?
Yes, I agree. No, I was thinking in my head about one time I was at the bar and I had drank too much, and the bartender says, can I get you a cab? And I said, yeah, do you have Paul Newman? He goes, no, a cab, taxi. Anyway. I was trying to put a joke together in my head, but it wasn't working. Anyway, so, okay, you have another story about man caves?
Yes, this is adorable. Wait, okay, I have to scroll down now for this one. Where'd it go? Okay, getting man caves to stock hummus. This guy wants to get man caves to start stocking hummus. You know how you have, like, you know, you have chips and you have dips. He wants them to have hummus in their man caves. Okay. Ronan Zohar wants man caves everywhere to stock hummus alongside with their salsa and beer. The chief executive officer of PepsiCo, it's called Sabra Dipping Company, recently approved its first national U.S. hummus television commercials. And one instructs the consumer to dip life to the fullest by dunking your carrots and chicken wings into the mashed chickpea concoction.
All right, I got to stop you there because I had never had hummus. This is a nice true story. I had never had hummus until I had hummus that your brother Jimmy made, the best hummus in the world. A little heavy on the garlic, but it's great hummus. And I never knew because it's just one of those things, when you said hummus, I thought of, I don't know, like all natural, kind of like, I don't know,
healthy,
like a vegetarian type thing,
mm-hmm.
and non-bacon type thing. And I thought, hummus, you know, that's for fruitcakes. But when I had hummus and Jimmy made the best, it is excellent. You see it everywhere now. You see it with all kinds of different flavors. And I can't believe how simple it is to make it. And how inexpensive it is, too, and it's so good for you. So I am a hummus fan now myself, but I didn't know about it until about sometime around Christmas time was the first time I actually tasted true hummus, and it's excellent.
Yeah, you kept going back. It was funny. You're like, this is really good. I'm like, I know. And you're right. I've had it like all over, everywhere, and next to my dad. I mean, Jimmy does make it unbelievable. And that's, I like the garlic. See, I like the extra garlic. He adds 3 cloves, I think he said.
But no, it's good. It's good on chicken wings and those kind of things. And yeah, everybody can have their little carrot sticks that they like. But hummus is good for you too.
I just thought of something. You want to tell your secret? When you had it, we thought, me and you were talking, you mentioned something about with the chickpeas, what you'd like to do. Maybe you should just share that little tip.
Oh, about putting them on the grill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to try, because you could. We talked about this, I think, last week or the week before, that hummus is nothing but garbanzo beans or chickpeas, and you grind them up and you add the seasoning and the garlic. And what's that stuff called that you put in it?
Tahini.
And you put that all in there and mix it up with, you know, seasonings. And but I'm gonna try some. Just get a can of garbanzo beans and mix up my own little flavoring thing. Matter of fact, I'm in front of a Walmart now. I think I'm gonna do that when I leave here and go grab some garbanzo beans. But it'd be good on the grill.
But I'm not there to wait for me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm gonna do some testing in the old grill kitchen before you get here. But I think it'd be great just to grill it on tinfoil on a grill and make hummus that way, maybe a grilled hummus. I'm going to try that out and see how it works.
Oh, I can't wait. Delicious. Okay.
I don't have any of that fettuccine or tutimi, whatever you said it was.
Tahini. No, but there's chickpeas. I bought them.
Oh, you got chickpeas? Okay.
They're in the cabinet.
But is it called tutimi?
Tahini. T-A-H-I-N-I.
Okay. Do you think they have that at Walmart?
You know, they might.
Maybe. I'll have to check it out. I can't wait to ask somebody.
They'll be like, what? Anyway, it says that Sabersoon will kick off as the National Football League's official dips sponsor. Can you imagine that? They're going to be promoting it for the football season on their commercials.
I think it's great. That's a great idea.
I think it is, too. Yeah. It says, while the goal is to make a Middle Eastern dip comprehensive to the Middle America, Zohar faces a lot of work to make it a regular part of the Super Bowl parties and the 4th of July celebrations. It says salsa sales have more than doubled those of the flavored spreads like hummus, but still those spreads are growing at a 14% pace since Americans' desire is to eat healthier.
It's, what's it called again? I keep forgetting. How do you say it again?
Hummus.
I know hummus, but what's the stuff you put in there?
Oh, the tahini. T-A-H-I-N-I.
Okay. The way I want to remember it, I'm going to remember it this way. Tahini bikini. Okay, tahini bikini. Got it.
Oh, you know you mean? Of course you would remember it that way. Is there any other way you would
remember it? Eensy-weensy tahini bikini. Okay, I got it.
We are so, talk about opposites attracting. People would never believe it. They're probably still, shaking their heads like, this is a joke. Yeah, is it
heck,
April 1st?
I don't think you believe it. Sometimes I don't think you believe it, do you?
I pinch myself every morning and every night that I have Jillian.
Oh, God, okay. Here come the barf bags again. You got another small story before our guest comes on?
Yeah, let me see. I think I can find a cute one here. Oh, here's a cute story about barbecue lovers. Okay.
Okay.
A South African man is planning to brave the wild weather of Wimbledon, South London, over the course of the next 12 months by holding a barbecue every day, come rain, wind, or snow, to raise money to adopt a rhino. You would laugh.
You had me going there for a minute, and then when you told me to adopt a rhino, why would someone want to adopt a rhino?
Well, that's okay.
For what?
I don't know. Maybe as a pet.
Is it for, like, for a zoo?
As a pet? I don't know. I have to finish reading the article first.
Okay, well, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cook a grill. I'm going to grill every day for 365 days, rain, sleet, snow, or hail. It doesn't matter. And I'm going to do this because I want to adopt a rhino. Okay.
Anyway, Matt Hartley, 31, loves alfresco dining so much, that after his friends challenged him to continue barbecuing, even when the current warm weather ends, he decided to go ahead with his slightly bizarre plan. However, although he admits he loves a bit of steak, he has been forced to take on a more varied menu under pressure from his girlfriend. As a result, he's taken to barbecuing meals like pizza, chicken curry pie, prime cuts of beef, and he says any proceeds he raises through sponsorship money will go towards adopting this rhino back to his homeland. Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, there you go. You know what happens if you made an elephant with a rhino?
Trillion. What?
Elephino. All right.
That's why you keep me around, because I laugh at all your jokes.
Yes, you do. Thank God somebody does. All right, so we're going to take a break. Are you done? I guess we're done with food news. It looks like our guest is calling in, and I'm going to play a song, which is appropriate. Everybody knows the movie Lady and the Tramp, so basically that's what Laurie and I, Lady and the Tramp, and this is the little scene where they're in the Italian restaurant eating the spaghetti. So, Laurie, enjoy your morning, and I'm going to play a little song as we go to break, and then I will run out one of our ads for Big Green Egg, and have fun, and I'll be looking for you to come back home.
Definitely. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
For this is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely Bella Notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find an enchantment here. Night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night when the heavens are right on this lovely Bella Notte.
It's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely Bella Notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find enchantment here. The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night, and the heavens are on this lovely Bella Notte.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Yes, you can get your own Big Green Egg if you go to biggreenegg.com, punch in your location, your zip code, and find a dealer near you. You need to check out a Big Green Egg. They're the newest, the best grill, cooker, smoker that you can find on the market, and we thank them for being a sponsor on our show. And we are moving along this morning, and we have our first guest calling in. If everything is working right here, it looks like it is. And our first guest is, his name is Chef Jesse Lehman. And Chef Lehman is a, well, let him tell you, he's a chef who's designed a whole line of artisan vinegars and oils. And the company's called Sparrow Lane. And they're at sparrowlane.com. And let me press the button here. Hopefully, if everything's working right, I think I should have Chef Jesse Lehman on the phone here with us. Good morning, Chef. How are you doing?
Good morning, Brilliant. How are you?
I'm doing brilliant, as you can tell. Every Saturday we're all doing great. Thank you for joining us this morning. We were supposed to have you on earlier a few weeks back, and we had technical difficulties and had to do some changing around of our schedule, so I appreciate you taking time to come on again and tell us about your company and about Chef Lehman. And first of all, this is kind of a romantic show. It started off this morning as kind of a romance about Laurie and I. Then I heard through the grapevine that you yourself have a little romance, that you just recently got engaged.
Well, I have a longtime friend, yes, that we're moving forward. So,
moving forward.
Yes, sir. Yeah, congrats to you and Laurie. So that's fantastic.
Congrats to you. So tell me about Chef Lehman. What exactly do you do, and how in the world did you get into the oil and vinegar business?
Well, you know, it's like most chefs. We get started in this crazy food industry, and we find ourselves just buried deep, and our passion is always food. And it's like, what do you do next is that question. And after it's taken me about 22, 23 years to figure that out. And so I came out of the kitchen in December after I've worked numerous restaurants around the country and hooked up with Sparrow Lane. And we've it was just, well, being a romantic show, a match made in heaven.
There you go.
I've used Sparrow Lane in my commercial kitchens for about 6 years prior to. And I always had, I grew up here in the Central Valley of California on the family farms. And so, you know, it was just, farm to fork was just the way it was. You'd go to the garden, you'd pick your vegetables. You know, we would raise our own beef, our pigs. You knew where everything came from. And so going into a kitchen just made natural sense. And it was, so as all this, our industry has taken a turn over the last several years that and gotten back to its roots as it is, it's always been important to me to know my farmers and know where all my products come from. And when I first was introduced to Sparrow Lane, it was just like, wow, this is amazing. And so it was just a mainstay, like I say, in my kitchens from that point forward.
You're designing the flavors and all for the different products. Is that what you're doing in the kitchen for them?
It is. I actually do recipe development, and my main focus is to take it out and to do like exactly this. Explain how do you use vinegar other than pickles and cleaning your windows and making the salad dressing. So I wish I could take credit for the great line that we have. We are working on a few new flavors, a few different ideas, but for the most part, everything has been in place. The company's been around for about 18 years now.
Okay.
So I just get the opportunity to just take them and really play with them. And we make, you know, everything has, in my life, everything has a little vinegar in it. And vinegar is so healthy because you can use it as a substitute for salt. You know,
like my grandmother said, I'm full of piss and vinegar, but that's a little bit different, I guess.
That's a little bit. That's it. There's a lot of great ways to use it, you know, in addition to just that salad.
I didn't get a chance to. I've been traveling. I've traveled about 8,000 miles in the past 3 or 4 weeks, and I didn't get a chance to go and do my homework on the company and all, but do you guys have like a bacon flavor oil?
No, we don't. I get a lot of requests. That's the first bacon request I've had.
Well, see, now there you go. I think you need to go into the kitchen and design a bacon flavor oil. And of course, we're big on bacon on this show. We're always talking about bacon. I mean, I could eat bacon 24/7 if my body would allow me. But I was just wondering what kind of flavors do you have?
Well, some of our, you know, obviously we have the our great standards, our California Balsamic, our California Cabernet. Then some of the ones that are a little different, we do a D'Anjou pear. We do a ginger pear rice.
Okay.
We have our tarragon, which is made with fresh tarragon. We do a peach champagne, which actually has the peaches in it. One that people like a lot is our vanilla bean balsamic, blackberry balsamic. So these are some of the few that we do. But what makes ours really different from a lot of the other, you know, you walk into that vinegar aisle and I walk in through a grocery store and I see that blank look on people's face and they're just kind of going, oh my gosh. And it's just overwhelming. You know, I looked at it too. It's like, oh man, how do you pick all this stuff out? But it's the difference between, you know, with what we do at Sparrow Lane is, as like you would know as a chef and cooking, and what we say it is what it is. It's we're not adding sugars. We don't add colors. We don't add all these other flavors. It's just vinegar, fruit. It's vinegar and the flavors and that particular product that it is, you know. And that's it. And that's what makes it so beautiful.
So explain something like a dummy like me. Okay, so basically the vinegar is like making wine. But, and of course, then, some of the wine that I have, if I don't put the cork back on, it turns to vinegar. But how do you actually turn, I mean, what is the process of turning the wine into vinegar?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because that's oftentimes a misconception of vinegar. And like we say, it always takes good wine to make good vinegar.
Right.
And so what we do is we use what's called the Orleans method. It's the traditional style of making vinegar from way back out of France in oak barrels. So we actually will take the juice, we introduce it into these oak barrels. They're about a 65-gallon barrel. And we put about 35, 40 gallons in there. In the barrels themselves is some residual mother, which is wine that has had it's the yeast, the acetophactins are already introduced into it. And so once that alcohol, it's just the reverse of making wine. So when wine takes the sugar and turns that to alcohol, when we take the wine, the alcohol then is what the mother feeds off of, thus producing vinegar.
Okay.
And so all of our vinegars are barrel-aged between 12 to 15 months, sometimes more, but depending on the alcohol levels. And then we come out with a vinegar that's right about a 6% acidity, which we find to be just about right.
So when it comes out, the alcohol content itself it's all gone. It's just like cooking with alcohol. At some point, so when you're buying vinegar, there's no alcohol left in the vinegar itself, right?
That's correct. In ours, there's some processes of making different style vinegars that leave some residual alcohol in it, but in our case, we take all of the alcohol out.
And that's important
to note for health.
I had a lady who wrote me a note that she's always confused with, like you said, going in the supermarket, and there's so many different oils and vinegars, and, you know, what do you use for different dishes and things? And she says, you know, she never knows what's the proper ones to use for different things. Is there sort of a standard, like, for example, in the wine business, you know, white wines go with, you know, the light color meats, and you have the darker wines that go with dark color meats, and like beef and pork, et cetera. Is there similar type of proper etiquette, vinegar etiquette?
Not really. You know, for me, I just kind of go with that flavor, that profile that I'm looking for. Now, we do carry like a cab, and we also do a Zinfandel. So sometimes people ask, well, why in the world would you have, you know, two red wines? Well, I say, well, when you're going to drink a cab, or when would you drink a Zin? and that's kind of how I differentiate them. Because
okay.
in the case of the natural flavors coming through, that's what accentuates that food. But for the most part, no, you know, it's really, it's I like to use, you know, I'll use the ginger pear rice on my seafood. Sometimes I do probably stay away from like the red wine for if I was going to be doing salmon or something like that. But it's really whatever just kind of strikes you. And with such a wide variety of them, there's a lot of different things to play with.
So how many different ones did you say you have on the website?
We have 23 in total.
23. Anybody can go there to sparrowlane.com and order that online and have it shipped to their home?
They can, yes, yes. It's our full line's there. And then, of course, we have a lot of great retailers all around the country. You know, we're being a California company, we don't only sell in California. So check
okay.
with your favorite grocery store and let them know if they don't have it. They should.
Now, also, I saw something on Facebook when I was doing my brief little background check on you, and you're in some kind of contest right now. What is the contest that you're involved in?
Well, we are. We're actually entered into the specialty food is an organization that promotes a lot of artisan food makers and manufacturers like ourselves, a lot of great products that are out there in the market that we get to see and enjoy, you know. And they have a contest for, it's an ad campaign. It's 3 days. It's an ad campaign worth $15,000 that gets to promote the company and promote ourselves and our passion about cooking and why it is that we do what we do and how we go about it.
Now, you're looking for votes from people where they have to go on to a specific website and vote for you. How do people do that?
They can go to sparrowlane.com. We have a link posted up there. Or if you're if you like Facebook, just go to our Sparrow Lane Facebook page, and there's links everywhere. Just click on it; it'll take you right to my page. There's a picture there, and up in the right-hand corner it says "Vote." Click on it, and today and tomorrow is the last 2 days to vote. So
yes, what I thought. I thought it was coming to an end. So do you know where you stand? Your standings are right now in the competition, or do they keep that all secret?
It's all kept pretty secret, yes. Yeah.
So everybody who's listening, go and check it out. Go to their website, the Facebook page, et cetera. Click on and vote so that they can win and help them get the numbers they need to win the contest. So what other new things does Sparrow Lane have in the works? Anything new and exciting happen in the next 6 months or so?
Well, you know, we just did a big we just filmed several videos, some cooking videos that we're really excited about, so showing some
cool
different recipes.
Okay.
We're actually creating a brand new addition to our website of recipes, so we'll really be pushing a lot more with new ideas and categorizing them, giving recipes for multiples for each of our different flavors that we have. So we're just out there and just sharing the love about the vinegar.
Well, great. And when you come out with that bacon-flavored vinegar and become a multi-billionaire, make sure you remember where you heard it.
Absolutely. I'll send you my first bottle.
We appreciate you coming on the show, and good luck to you in the contest. And everyone who's listening, check out their website, sparrowlane.com. You can also find Chef Jesse on his Facebook page, and it's basically just it's listed under Chef Jesse Slayman, correct, on Facebook?
It's actually just Sparrow Lane on Facebook.
Sparrow Lane, okay. And
yeah,
Everybody check out their website, go buy some of their oils and vinegar, and keep us posted. And, yeah, send me that first bottle when you get it done.
You got it. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you for joining us. Take care. There you go, everybody. Check out Chef Jesse Slayman and check out the Sparrow Lane website and go buy yourself some vinegar and oils and go vote for them in the contest. And I'm going to take a brief break, and we'll be bringing on our next musical guest. We were talking about the crock pot of love before, and that actually I stole that line from one of our past guests a long time ago, Sister Monica. And, in fact, we're going to try to have her back on because I love her as a guest. And I'm going to play one of her songs, which is Hug Me Like You Love Me. And then I'm going to then play one of the songs from our next guest, John Black. So everybody hang tight. This is Sister Monica. And then after that, John Black's song. And then we'll be interviewing John on our show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hug me like you love me, baby, don't you let me go.
Hug me like you love me.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
Just so you can get a taste of some of the past guests and hear some of the things you may have missed. All right. So no further ado, we'll bring on our next guest, which is, like I mentioned before, his name is John Black, and John is an up-and-coming singer, and that was a taste of some of his music. We'll be playing a few more of his songs here, and we press the button, and good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys? Can you hear me?
All right. Welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from my cell phone, actually. My apartment is in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning with us, and tell us a little bit about John Black and what you're up to. And by the way, people can find out more about you on johnblackmusic.com. So how long have you been in the music business, John?
At this point, I'm 26, so it's been about 10 years, something like that.
Okay. And you were with previous bands before, and now you're kind of breaking out on your own and more of a solo career, right?
Yeah, I was in a couple previous bands before for a number of years, and it just got to the point where maintaining lineups and stuff like that, it just got to be too difficult, so I just had to branch out on my own.
And you're introducing a new CD, I think. Is it launched already or in the process of launching?
We're currently in the process of recording it. It hasn't actually been launched yet. We're hoping for a fall release.
Okay.
Originally it was supposed to be the summer, but we had to kind of push it back.
And what's that called?
The new CD is going to be called New Reflections on Old Intentions.
New Reflections on Old Intentions. I like that. And is that song I just played, Gracious Lady, is that part of the CD or is that from a previous CD?
No. The songs that you have actually were from a previous band. That was from when I was writing for Makeshift Lullaby is the band name.
Okay. Yeah. So where classify? I hate to use the word genre because that's a word that I just despise for some reason. But what kind of genre of music would you classify yourself?
Honestly, you know, I've always been a huge fan of just calling myself pop rock. And honestly, a lot of people think that pop is kind of a dirty word just played by the media. But I don't think it's actually a dirty word. Anything catchy. Usually, I really classify.
Well, the pop. When you think of that pop, you think of Britney Spears and that kind of stuff. I guess
exactly. Yeah. so really, anything catchy, I kind of classify as pop. So anything could be pop. I mean, anything from Queen to Nickelback, if that's your thing.
Right.
So that's sort of where I've sort of classified myself as definitely pop rock. So.
So now, are you on tour right now or doing any concerts or anything?
At the moment, I have nothing scheduled. We're really just focusing on this recording process that we've got going on here. So, we're really just trying to get this record done. And then hopefully after that, we'll figure something out.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to play another one. I really like this one. What's the background, the story behind the song Paper Bullets?
Paper Bullets, so... I was at a point in my life that song I wrote probably about 3 or so years ago, and we recorded it almost immediately thereafter. That song, basically, I had been in another band for a long time, and we sort of had a really bad falling out, and that led to the band breaking up, and it led to me kind of reestablishing myself as an artist and as a person in general, and I was getting a lot of heat from, previous fans of the old band and stuff like that for taking a new direction, and really it was basically just about me saying that, screw you people, I'm going to do my own thing kind of thing. Really just establishing yourself as a person and just in general finding strength within yourself to have the confidence to be the person that you're supposed to be, and that was basically the story behind that song.
Well, I was kind of thinking it had something to do with some kind of legal battle where you guys were fighting with paper bullets back and forth, throwing paper bullets back and forth through attorneys.
Well, the line, my favorite line in the song is that, they may knock me for my ideals, for the things that I say and the way that I feel, but my words are paper, or their words are paper bullets, and my skin is made of steel. So it's really just, people, throwing whatever they have at you, and it just kind of bounces off because you're
like
invincible
that.
As yourself kind of thing. So.
I'm going to play Paper Bullets, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more about where you're headed in the future, and we'll give more information about where people can find out about your music and if they want to buy your CDs, et cetera. So hang tight, everybody. This is John Black, and the song is called Paper Bullets.
Thank you.
Thank you. was a time when I believed the very thing that I need, the healthy sense of self-respect and dignity. This self-empowered soul drive, I'ma keep a dying dream alive, develop strength and confidence in my ability. And now I think I'm for the things I do, for the way I feel, but they're words on paper bullets, and my skin is made of steel. The urgency you've been crusading is just what I've strived to disobey, to not get trapped in the love that I
morning, and it's a very interesting song. John, I still think it sounds like to me that you're throwing daggers at each other, paper bullets from an attorney. That's the way. That's my interpretation of it.
No, so, definitely not throwing daggers at each other. Just you know, more of a kind of a self-discovery sort of vibe.
There you go. So, what do you got planned? You're working on the new CD, and that's going to be launching, say, sometime in the fall. And do you guys have anything as far as in works for any upcoming gigs or anything that you're working on?
Right now, you know, I'm just mostly playing around Manhattan, kind of keeping it local sort of here. Just I'm trying out new material, you know, whenever I play acoustic, just by myself, solo sort of thing. But I haven't really planned anything for any sort of full band tours or anything like that at the moment. You know, I'm trying to kind of put a band together. But for now, the producer who is producing the album is mostly just playing a lot of the drums and bass and stuff like that. And we're kind of bringing in session players to you know, strings and things of that nature sort of thing. So at the moment, no plans in the works. You know, hopefully a little bit of a report come the fall, but at the moment we're just really trying to knock the record out and really test out new material sort of thing.
All right. Well, since this is a cooking show, and we talk about food and all kinds of crazy stuff on the show, I have to ask, are you a griller or a cook or chef of any sort yourself?
I'm an absolute foodie. Pretty much food, wine, and music are my top three favorite things in life.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Whenever I really cook, there's not a lot of room that I have to do in my my little studio apartment kitchen kind of thing. But pretty much that anything I do, I really do on top of my stovetop, steaks or salmon or anything along those lines. And meats and things along those lines. You might call me the Parks and Recreation, I think Ron Swanson. Very, very big into steaks, particularly. That's probably, if you were to classify any of those three favorite things I mentioned before as a subcategory, steak would be the number one thing.
Well, there you go. Now, you see, I'm close. Mine is food, women, and songs. So I guess we got pretty close. My favorite things.
There you go.
And not any specific order either. So if people want to find your music, they can go to johnblackmusic.com. Can they also find your past CDs on Amazon and all the other CD Baby and all the other places?
Yes, they can. Johnblackmusic.com is really just my home base. But if my music is available on iTunes or Amazon or anything along those lines, I do have one EP, they call it, which is just a selection of, I think, about four or five songs that's available there on johnblackmusic.com. It isn't available for sale anywhere else so that people can purchase. What's really cool is that I actually based my domain name out of a website called bandcamp.com. So if you were to actually go to that website and try to purchase or download it, you can actually name whatever you really think it's worth. And if you think it's worth it free, you can download it. No problem.
Oh, wow.
Play the music as well.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, everybody who's listening, check that out. And I'm going to play a song that you sent me a while back. And it's called The Day After. I guess, is that the actual title? And then it says Come Back to Me. Is that part of the title also? What's the story behind that song?
Well, that song, as I described this live whenever I'm doing the intro for it, it's basically a story about breaking up with someone that I shouldn't have broken up with. And, you're 2 weeks after the fact and you're kind of sitting in your boxers day drinking, you find yourself into like your third or fourth glass of wine and you're just sitting there thinking like, why did I do that thing? So basically this was a story and a song that I wrote for that person, kind of in the sense of, just I'm no good on my own, basically. Just come back to me, please, kind of thing. So that was the story behind that song.
All right, and that's what CD is that song?
That was also off the Makeshift Lullaby CD, Shadows.
The Makeshift Lullaby, okay. All right, well, John, I'm going to play your song, and we appreciate you coming on this morning and sharing your story and telling everybody about your new CD, and everyone check out johnblackmusic.com, and you're welcome to come back on anytime when you got some new things you want to introduce. We're here with all of our foodie folks. They always like to hear the new talent. And the nice thing about it is we get to hear people that we don't get a chance to hear very often on the radio. And I wish you the best success and hope everything goes well with the new CD.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Sure thing. Everybody, like I said, check out his website, johnblackmusic.com. And this is his song, The Day After, Come Back to Me.
A series of meals I can't seem to digest. And although we have issues, you are my sustenance. And I'm starving for you. Detailed list. drinking far too much wine, verbalizing with fists, just trying to figure out just what it is I missed. The thought, oh, the presence been, oh, oh, no good on my heel. Not enough to justify what I'm trying to postpone. Come back to me where you belong, I know. Just please come back to me.
We appreciate John being on the show with us this morning. We also like to thank Chef Jesse Slayman for coming on to be on with us to talk about SparrowLane.com and all their oils and vinegar. And also wanted to say thank you to all of our listeners. For the month of July, we actually broke all the records up until now of the number of people listening to our show and downloading our show. And we couldn't do it without you. Each and every month it gets bigger and bigger, and thank you very much for putting us up in the top echelon of food shows on Blog Talk Radio. And I guess if you're listening, that means we must keep doing this. And we thank all the guests from the past and present that have been on the show. We always are looking for people in the foodie business, or if you're a musician and would like to introduce some new music and tell people about yourself, you're always welcome to contact me on Facebook or through Twitter at Green Ideas. You can also contact Sunblessed Orchards, Carol. She helps get everybody lined up for the show, and you can find her, Sunblessed Orchards, on Facebook, or anybody, Aaron or Laurie or myself, we'd love to have you on. All you got to do is, our old slogan used to be, if you can toast bread or boil a hot dog, you could be on our show. So we're looking for foodies that are out there. If you want to come on and talk about your products or any unique things you have in the foodie business, we welcome it. Next week, we have an interesting topic. We're going to be talking about flowers, of all things, but we're going to be talking about edible flowers next week. And we have a flower expert coming on from California, Central Coast of California. We'll be talking about all different types of edible flowers, so that should be a very interesting show. And of course, we'll have some other talent along with that. And like I said before, we'll be also playing the best of Gray and Ideas Radio. We went from having 23 listeners to our very first show to thousands now. So I'm sure a lot of you have missed some of the great people we've had on the show. So we'll be playing some of the, I guess, the greatest moments and the best guests of Gray and Ideas. And on that note, I think I'm going to close out the show with a few songs. And everybody, join us each and every Saturday morning. We may be making a change on timing. We're trying to figure that out now that I'm on the East Coast with everybody else. But you can always listen to our replays if you missed the live show. But we appreciate everyone with your support. And I'm going to close out and wish everyone a very great weekend. And we will see you next Saturday. And I guess, well, since we're on this love song, love theme we started this morning, I'll play a few more of our past guests, some of the love songs we've had on the show. Everyone have a nice weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Wish I could write you a love song, one that you could know by heart. Wish I could write you a love song, and loving you is a perfect place to start. Wish I could ride across this country with you, like two outlaws on the run. Wish I could ride across this country with you, you and me chasing the summer sun. All of my life I prayed for someone just like you. Our love will stand the test of time. It's plain to see that all our dreams are coming true. True love was meant for down all these things I feel, put them all down in words. Wish I could put down all these things I feel, make it the greatest love song you ever heard. All of my life I prayed for someone just like you.
I tell them I I tell them